Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have a good.
Yeah.
So of course, a warm welcome to all who have braved the threatening clouds and shown up for church this morning. We are happy to worship together and we are happy to welcome you. So with all of our celebrations, those that we have named aloud and those we have kept within our hearts, I would invite us to pause and gather ourselves from kind of the week's mental stimulation and prepare ourselves for worship here this morning. So let's bow our head, take a few deep breaths, and we begin worship by lighting our Christ candle. We have gathered in Christ's sight.
Hugs with love.
Thanks be to God.
Our call to worship is also our psalm reading for the day. Psalm number 13 found responsibly in Voices United 734. How long, O God, will you utterly forget me? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I suffer anguish in my soul and be so grieved in my heart day and night? How long shall my enemy triumph over me? Be still, my soul, for God is on your side. Look at me and answer me, O God, my God. Give light to my eyes, lest I fall asleep in death, lest my enemies claim to have prevailed against me, lest my foes rejoice at my downfall. But my trust is in your mercy.
Let my heart be joyful in your salvation.
I will sing to you, O God,
because you have dealt so lovingly with me. I will praise your name, O God Most High.
Be still, my soul, for God is on your side. Our opening prayer that we pray together comes actually from Brazil. Together, let us pray. Come, Lord,
do not smile and say you are already with us. Millions do not know you, and to us who do, what is the difference? What is the point of your presence if our lives do not alter? Change our lives, shatter our complacency, make your word our life's purpose. Take away the quietness of a clear conscience. Press us uncomfortably, for only thus that other peace is made. Your peace. Amen.
So actually we've got two segments for the kids among us today. Because not only do we have our sort of regular kids' time, theme time, what have you, but it's also the very last week of Sunday school, so we've got kind of a wrap-up thank you that's going to happen as well. They probably did. So I'm going to lead into this very slowly by talking about, actually, a bit of background. But I'm hoping that you've picked up sort of from what we've opened up with and kind of the general tone of the service thus far is that today's not necessarily an easy service. It's not, oh, God will provide, la, 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 everything's great, hooray. It's not sort of a triumphal service because today we've actually got the reading from Jeremiah. The alternate reading was the one with Abraham and Isaac when God says, sacrifice your son, and kind of like okay, and then turns out he didn't need to after all. But it's a challenging service. And the gospel reading today isn't much better because it's just kind of Jesus saying, well, remember to serve others because that's really important. And so today what we're going to talk about, just a bit, now that, you know, the kids are back. You're on the spot twice. Hurrah! Alright, yeah, we'll go with that. Okay. Everyone who gets to turn around in their seats and take the comfy seat. Oh, look at you. All right.
Basically what the trust game is, and adults do this all the time, and I think sometimes kids do it, although I think adults are trusted more. But basically... Yeah, okay, we all have to stand up for this. Alright. The adults can stay seated. But basically, the trust game, and I'm not actually going to follow through with this, because I don't think any of you guys have zipped me. But basically, you have one person stand in front of someone else. Okay? So you're standing right here. Okay? You'd be standing right there. And the other way around, okay? And the trust game says, fall backwards and trust that the person behind you will catch you. Yeah? Do you want to do it? You can do it downstairs later.
Catch you.
But it actually requires a lot of trust to do that, right? To actually like start falling backwards. I don't want to squish you though. But today, it's basically that's what we're kind of asked to do with God. It's just when we're kind of off balance and we're leaning and we're tipsy. And we're falling all over the place. It's like, well, when you're kind of in trouble, when you're struggling, when you're kind of feeling really woozy, that's the time when they say, kind of do that fall backwards thing and trust that God will catch you. It might not make things, like, really good right away, but God catching you will make things better and you'll feel safer and more secure and know that everything will ultimately be okay. It's pretty hard to do, though, just falling backwards. How far can you guys get before you catch yourself? You want to help me do that? Or do you want me to get it?
No, keep what is on the shirt.
All right. God is also about continuing to trust God, and so to that end, I would invite us to sing our hymn together. It's kind of an upbeat, fun hymn that says, give me oil in my lamp, keep... Oh, man. Incidentally, I grew up with Sing Hosanna to the Servant King, so sorry for any flips. Anyway, so we're going to get kids now to the front. Up to. I'm not going to join you this time. But bravo, thank you very much. And before we kind of say hurrah and thank you for Sunday school and thank you for your contributions and general presence, I wanted to say to you guys, not really so much to them, but I wanted to say to you guys, sometimes you'll hear people look at you and they'll say, oh, you kids, you're the church of the future. And that's sort of true, but it's not entirely true because I had a kid who was talking to me about that once, and they were like, we don't want to be the church of the future, we want to be the church of the now. Okay? It's not about what you're growing up into. But it's kind of what you're doing right now. You could sit down as well. Oh, the comfy chairs are taken. Sorry. You didn't want to sit on the piano bench. And so, knowing that you are the church of the now, and that your presence here on Sunday is important, and we like it just as much, if not more, than the adults, we've got certificates and coffee. We're going to give you the certificates. I'm going to drink the coffee. And then we'll let you guys finally go downstairs. Hooray. Don't eat the food, because we all have to eat that together. All right, so Marianne.
I'm just going to say a few words. I'm going to say thank you to the parents for bringing the children every week. I know it's a commitment, not only on behalf of the children, but for you folks to come every week too. And for a number of years, Hillcrest was without children, and to me, they're the life of the church, and so it's really wonderful to have had the opportunity to work with them this past year. And we have a new curriculum ordered for next year, and we're looking forward to including more music and drama and a variety of things. Once we have that commitment of a core group of children, that's certainly a lot easier to plan around it. So Debbie McGregor wasn't able to come today, but on behalf of Debbie and myself, it was a real honor to be able to work with your children. And don't think that the children aren't welcome over the summer. We can always bring up some art activities, and so don't disappear on us. We do operate through the summer, and it will be a continuing pleasure to see you here. So, certificates. I also ordered just some other little things to go along with the certificates, but unfortunately I really thought the postal strike was going to end 2 weeks ago, and I told my sister, oh, no problem, just throw them in the mail for me. So that's where they are. So I'll make sure that they get those into the summer when they arrive. So Riley, we have a certificate for you, and I want to say a special thank you to Mr. Stevenson, right here in the front row, who is the head person of our board of the church, and he developed this wonderful certificate. And so thank you very much, Mr. Stevenson. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Applause! Woo!
And we have Kyra. Thank you for coming, Kyra. It's a real
remember the church of both the church of the future, the church of the past, and the church of the now. I would invite us now to pause and listen as we read our words of scripture for this week. From the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 28, verses 5 through 16. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people, the prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times, prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. Then the prophet Hananiah took the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah and broke it.
And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, "Thus says the Lord, this is how I will break the yoke of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon from the neck of all the nations within 2 years." At this, the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Sometime after the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, "Go, tell Hananiah, thus says the Lord, you have broken wooden bars only to forge iron bars in place of them. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put an iron yoke on the neck of all these nations so that they may serve King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. And they shall indeed serve him. I have even given him the wild animals." And the prophet Jeremiah said to the prophet Hananiah, "Listen, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you made these people trust in a lie." So ends our reading.
Our second reading, I would invite us to read together from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 40 through 42, page 791. Rewards. Whoever welcomes you, welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me, welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. May God bless to our understanding this reading from the Word. This is the Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We are people and creatures of hope and habit and hope. Actually, I'm not basing my sermon this week on the gospel, because that's fairly straightforward. What I want to instead is look at Jeremiah. Oh, Jeremiah. Jeremiah was an angry man. He did not come preaching happiness. Instead, actually, he came preaching a message of death, basically. And it was with this message of death that I remembered, actually, a couple weeks past when we were doing the funerals there. And there's this lovely prayer, and I hesitate to use it because I somehow don't want to cheapen it. But there's a line in the prayer where it's sort of giving thanks for the life and kind of trusting in God to do the rest, and the line goes along the lines of, "We thank you, God, that you have not made us for darkness and death, but instead for life and light eternal with you." We are creatures of habit and hope, I think. And more often than not, we are creatures in the habit of hoping. For all that we are depressed and overcome at times, I think we hope for a great number of things. Anything from getting a good parking spot, especially when perhaps we're traveling in the cities of Vancouver and Edmonton and it's not as easy as Fort Nelson. Or we're hoping to have good news on the medical diagnosis that's coming back. As I was preparing this sermon, in addition to thinking about death, I actually found myself looking at the dog. This is where you tune out, because you're like, oh, it's going downhill from here. But actually, back when it was sunny, we do remember that time, and a while back, I had perhaps let the lawn get longer than it ought to.